Okay. So again, you let's throw a little bit of background on there since we're not attaching it to your name.
Okay.
To the best of your knowledge, how long have you had Lyme?
A year and a half.
Okay. And do you have, and I may have had notes in here, do you know when you think you got it? Did we predetermine?
Yes. Summer of, I want to say summer of 2009, actually. So it would be 2 years.
Okay. And today's the end of June, basically 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And when did you start feeling things?
2 years.
Yeah. I mean, up until then, it wasn't doing a whole bunch.
Exactly.
I mean, it was doing it, but you were, but you weren't, you were, you were not, you were non-symptomatic.
Yes, it got really bad about last August of 2010.
Okay. And of course, obviously, we also found that you were gluten intolerant.
Yes.
And cutting that out made a big difference, and cutting exactly. sugar out made a big difference, and all of those things. And you were actually tested and came up positive for Lyme.
Yes.
And a lot of people aren't that lucky. They have Lyme and they don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
But you got tested and we know that.
Yes.
Now, I've had you on the mesosilver, barophyllal silver, mm-hmm. and go ahead and talk about, you said you're currently on a tablespoon an hour.
Yes.
A waking hour.
Yes.
You don't wake yourself up in the middle of the night today.
No, but if I am awake in the middle of the night, I have reached for the
mesosilver. Oh yeah, I can understand that. And you're about to tell me before I turn the tape recorder on what happens if you miss some doses.
Yes. There were 2 days where I had just finished my last gallon, and we were waiting for the other gallon to come in.
Mm-hmm.
There was a little bit of an ordering issue in the family. for those 2 nights, I didn't sleep at all. Had terrible muscle pains, just felt foggy in my head. I could barely stand. I felt irritable. I had a migraine every night mm-hmm. for those 2 nights. And as soon as I got my silver, I chugged as much as I could fit in my mouth. And by the end of the day, it felt completely better, symptom-free once again.
How much do you think you took that day when it came back in again after being out?
Oh, probably 2 of those bottles.
So about a quart.
Yep.
So a quart in a day, and it got your symptoms back down to feeling you're normal.
Keeps the doctor away.
A quart of mesosilver a day keeps the doctor away.
I'm going to make shirts. So yes, definitely, silver is my lifeline.
and carry it
in my purse.
And what would be interesting, which of course I would never do to you, because I don't like doing things that make people say, yes, you are right, mesosilver is the best, would be to grab 2 or 3 other brands of silver, have you take the same dose of those,
mm-hmm.
And find out that your symptoms will come back.
Because I don't even want to try it.
No, I... Yeah.
I don't care to know. I'm okay being blissfully ignorant in this spot.
So, yeah, I think it would be prudent, since the mesosilver can't hurt you. You know, it's totally non-toxic. I still remember the conversation I had with the owner of the company, and I said, do you think there's ever a way that you could even be hurt with mesosilver, since the particles are so small? They can't build up. They go in and out very easily. They come out in your urine.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he asked one of his scientists about that. And the guy said, of course, Frank. We could fill a bathtub up and drown somebody in it. I thought that was pretty cute.
That's clever.
So the only other person besides me where I guzzled the 16 ounces all in one, you know, one time to prove to somebody that it didn't bother me, that I know that's ever had a quart in a day, is now you.
Mm-hmm. I'm still here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm proof. I'm living
Absolutely.
Proof. So, yeah, and when I do take more silver,
right.
Too much for my body
right.
to handle,
correct.
I experience the same symptoms of being extremely tired but can't sleep.
Right, which of course is a die-off.
Yes.
You know, at one point, it's them being active and doing things we don't like.
Mm-hmm.
It's, at the other point, it's either the die-off or a combination of the die-off and when you're poisoning something. It becomes more active,
mm-hmm.
you know, as it's whatever wriggling around. I mean, it's a spirochete. It's a pathogen. It's a parasite.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to go up at a speed that your body has no problem with. And like you said, you now know how much you can squirt in your mouth instead of having to sit there measuring it all the time.
Exactly.
So we'll start doing that and a little more.
Yeah.
And,
well, now is a good
yeah.
time because I don't have a job. If I am tired, I can spend the day sleeping if I need to.
Right, which is important because it's helpful. Because, I mean, a lot of times people would like to do something and they can't because if they do anything a little bit more forcefully against their infection and they feel bad, they can't go to school, they can't go to work, and they can't do that because they're busy paying their bills. Mm-hmm. So it's nice when you can.
Yes, this is the time. This is my main focus, is my health and experimenting on what is best for my health.
Absolutely. And your age today?
22.
Okay. And we'll keep track of that as we've done some higher amounts.